It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show with Rick Pruse and Lee Cohen.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we've been talking this morning with Dr. Lori Nelms, who is a 24-hour emergency doctor, and she has started her own facility in Williamston. And as we've talked before the break, we don't understand what you were thinking, Dr. Nelms, because being up in the middle of the night dealing with stressful situations sounds very tough, although candidly, I think you're probably off to a wonderful start. I guess my question to you is, why do you think other people haven't delved into this area that you have delved into with both feet?
Because they're probably more sane than I am. So I don't know. Maybe they just didn't have the passion. I mean, it definitely takes a different person to have the passion for emergency medicine and to stick with it as long as I have. And I think just from being around, because, you know, I did relief medicine, so I've seen a lot of different practices and taken things I've learned at those practices and so many mentors that I have around me and tried to kind of put those together. So I think it just kind of set me up for being in this position. So I guess for lack of better description, it was just meant to be.
Now you have a family. It sounded like you even had children.
I do, yeah. So I have my husband. So we've been together, you know, for about 10 years. And then I have my oldest is 9. She just turned 9. And then I have my youngest, who will be 3 next month.
And you live in the Williamson area or just the practices there?
Yep, we live in Hazlitt. So that's been the big draw, was that I literally just kind of roll out of bed and throw on some scrubs, which are basically pajamas, and get over here in 10 minutes. So it's been nice, as opposed to driving about an hour to work at my previous jobs.
Yeah. Now, did you entertain going back to the southern, like Alabama area, or were you pretty content to the idea of setting up here in Michigan?
I'm okay with Michigan about 3 months out of the year. Otherwise, you know, the snow is not for me. I did my original training right out of vet school in Ohio. So that was my first experience in the north and snow. And so I can still remember, I lived in an apartment complex, and I can remember people looking out of their windows and watching me literally sweeping snow out from behind my cars because I had no idea what to do. So I have a broom out there sweeping snow just to get out of my driveway. Yeah. I'm sure I was a big laugh for them now, but you know, we've gotten used to it now. My husband, like I said, is at Michigan State, so he's a professor there. So it was important for him to stay there, and important for us to stay there. And so now my daughter, who's now 9, she's kind of set up friendships and things here. So she's definitely a Michigander, and so we're here to stay now. So.
Well, my question for you is your daughter leaning toward human medicine or veterinary medicine at this point?
You know, it changes about every year. So she definitely has a stomach for it. She's in here watching and questioning everything. So she kind of watches from the glass and surgery even. So, you know, they have the experience. I try to show her how much work it is and that maybe she'll try to choose an easier profession. But, you know, she's kind of involved in a lot of stuff. So.
Well, her mother sounds like she has some tenacity. So that may not work out well, depending on how close she is, you know, falling from the tree. So the good news is you own your own business now that requires an endless amount of your time. So the outside weather doesn't really matter anymore. I know what that's all about.
I don't know. We've had these couple of days with a taste of sunshine, and we really have thought about maybe throwing out some tables and doing things curbside so that we can be out there in the sunshine. So.
Yeah, definitely put a picnic table out there. Start with
that. That's what we were thinking about, yeah. So, but yeah, on my time off, we do enjoy kind of getting out and doing things and trying to do things outdoors. So we see it. We see some of Michigan outside of these walls as well.
Well, I'll look for the award for the ridiculous question of the interview award, but I'm assuming that you're an animal lover?
Yes. Yep. So far, I still love them.
Yeah. And your daughter as well?
Yes, she is, definitely. Yep. Yeah.
So growing up, so go ahead.
We have a couple of dogs ourselves. My daughter just got, along with all the other COVID puppies that we have, of course, we made that same probably mistake, but we have a COVID puppy. She's a standard poodle, and then I have my own. I have, I've always had Shih Tzus myself. We have primarily dogs, but definitely in my childhood, I've had everything from pigs and snakes and chickens and obviously dogs as well. So I was always one that would find a stray on the side of the road. That's how we acquired our chicken, was we just found it on the side of the road, and I've had those growing up as well. So
it must be it sounds like a rural southern upbringing.
Or the chicken was just crossing the road and found a good,
yeah.
good
yeah,
place.
Yeah, it did not make it to the other side.
Now, Doctor, in terms of your goal, you were saying that you guys have had pretty much from the start 30 people a day. Is that about what you're expecting, or do we have much grander expectations than that? And can your facility handle it?
I believe they will continue to grow for sure. It's definitely exceeding the expectations originally, but I do think it will probably continue to grow, especially we've already seen a bit of an increase in cases here as spring and summer come in. Everybody's going to start going to the dog parks and things, so we'll start getting some of those laceration and dog bite wounds, no. as well as some other things that follow the spring and summer, so we'll start to increase in caseload.
When you look up a business and Google offers you like the time and traffic that people show up by a graph there, what would your graph look like? I mean, from midnight through the next evening, what kind of traffic happens and when?
Yeah, is your peak at 10 p.m.?
Yeah, so I typically try to encourage people, especially with less emergent cases, I try to encourage them to come anywhere from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's our least busy time. Our most busy time is first thing in the morning, so that 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock hour. And then as veterinarians start to close from that 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock hour, 4 p.m. to 8 o'clock, we are super busy at those times when we have multiple things here at one time. Those people can spend, especially with COVID limitations, they can spend even 4 hours, especially those that are getting full diagnostics and even short surgery procedures. But people are expected, just even with routine emergencies, especially during our busier times, to spend an hour or two, or at least their pet to spend an hour or two here. We try to encourage people to try to get out in Williamson. Hopefully the better weather will help with that they can kind of go up the road or go grab something to eat or run errands or even go home, because we can call them once their pet's done. Mm-hmm. But the diagnostics take time to get back and then to review, especially when you have about four going on at once, as well as all the inpatients that they're trying to run diagnostics on and treat and do treatments on. It can be quite time consuming.
Well, Doctor, the good news, like you said, is that now that we're getting into the warmer weather, we're also getting into the days being longer, so people are outside playing with their animals, which spells injuries to me. And then there's also everything melting, so we've got GI upset. So it sounds like you've just got a lot of things that are going to help keep you busy. If there's anything you could say to the public that you would want them to know about your practice, here's your opportunity.
I guess thank you for inviting us with open arms, clearly. So, but if anyone needs anything, they shouldn't hesitate to call, even if it's something that they don't feel is emergent, or even if you feel like a 24-hour facility is something that doesn't fit your pocketbook, there's always other options that we can hopefully at least get you to your regular vet the next morning. So don't hesitate to call us here. Pretty soon we're even going to have a text option on our website, so with everybody using their cell phones more and the internet more, hopefully that will help with people and communication and being able to give some people assurance whether they need to come right in or they can, giving them that assurance that they can watch them and that we're still here even if they need us in the wee hours of the morning to maybe get to their regular vet the next day.
Okay, and with 30 seconds, what is your web address?
Our address is www.glvetvetcenter@.com, and our email is the same, glvetcenter@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, Dr. Nelms, we want to thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your information with us, and we wish you the best of luck and hope to speak with you again.
Sounds good. Thanks, Lee and Rick, and hopefully I'll see Rick sometime soon out and about in Williamston.
All right.
Well, if you do, Doctor, I promise you'll recognize him, so no worries there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Guys.
Have a great day. And Rick, we are just out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Grant LaFave, and Rick Pruse, my co-host in the studio, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great weekend. We'll talk next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Meantime, will you all please, please take good care of your pets. Stay safe, everybody.
Hey, got some ideas for a show? Questions? Maybe suggestions? Just email us, mmpets@1320wils.com, or message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mmpets.